Everything I spit rare, we shine a deck. Gray area podcast, they talk about hip hop all the way in the UK, so they gon' get props. Ooh, let me catch it once again. Every time I spit,
so Posse Cuts number 3. For anyone that is not familiar with this series, this is just us having a bit of fun celebrating one of the more entertaining aspects of the culture that are Posse Cuts. Quick recap from those previous two episodes. In a nutshell, what we define as a Posse Cut is a track that includes 4 rap verses. There's a bit of debate around that, but that's generally what a Posse Cut looks like or sounds like to us. How this works is we take it in turns to each share one of our favorite Posse Cuts or something that perhaps has been slept on throughout history or just a classic or whatever we fancy playing. But we each take it in turns. We listen to the track and then we discuss why we picked it. And at the end, we have a little bit more fun and just decide who dropped the best verse, what was the best song of the night, things like that. Sam.
Hello.
Are you going first?
I believe so. I was told I was going first.
Yes.
And to be fair, I forgot the rules of this one, so I kind of spoiled my pick. But my pick is Oldie by Odd Future. Yeah, I mean, if you look at all the people that are involved in that one song, it's crazy. Frank Ocean, Earl Sweatshirt, Tyler the Creator. I know that Tarko is now like a pretty decent actor, like he's in a lot of things. But it's just crazy to me when I was listening back to that. I was like, if you'd have known in 2012 when that came out that all these people would be as big or as major as they are now, it's crazy. And that group is massive, okay, let's be honest. And you got obviously like Sid back there, you know, the internet, all that kind of stuff. But genuinely, I think for a Posse Cut, that's an example of a modern Posse Cut. There's like 9 people on that one track, obviously different levels of verses, different levels of artistry, and you know, certain people on there as a joke. But you know, it is for me an example of what a Posse Cut is and should be, is exactly that.
Yeah, I know this don't really do much. Well, it's not going to make much sense for people that are listening, so hopefully they watch the video, but I just put a smile on my face watching that.
Yeah.
Those times were just, that was a different time. But oh, I agree with you. I think it's kind of surreal seeing some of them there, like where Tyler's got to, Frank, I mean, it's almost like it's not real. Look at like Frank Ocean with that kind of crowd. It's mad. But Earl as well, just the progression of so many of them. Also, I'm thinking like, where is this person now? Like, where's Left Brain? What's Hodgie doing? Like, there's all these questions I had after watching it. But yeah, it's definitely a classic of that era for sure. Kieran, you were laughing a lot. I could see you in the background.
I find that there's so many funny moments in that video. I feel like it's one of them classic Posse Cuts because they just don't... I feel like in Posse Cuts especially, in the videos, people are just trying to act so hard and like not be themselves. Like you see like... Then their true character's not coming up. I don't know. I feel like there they collectively were all just like, we're just going to be mad. And it was reminding me of when I saw them at Reading as well, and just like the way they were trashing the stage. It's just like they never care really about what's right and wrong. Some stuff was like weird. Like, why was someone with like a toy gun? Proper weird stuff. it was so fun to see so many great artists at like almost like an infantile age.
Well, you've listened to Earl's voice. Earl sounds like a child on that track. You know what I mean? Versus how he sounds now. And to be honest, it's sad that that group broke up, but it's like, it's probably what was best for them because Frank Ocean had to go his own way. Tyler had to go his own way, you know, Earl had to go his own way. You know what I mean? But it was very kind of refreshing to listen back to that and go to myself, do you know what? Despite Odd Future not making it, there was some amazing artists in that one song, in that one collective.
Mm. Also, Earl was so good even back then. Like,
100%.
It was like, big time. Yes.
It's like Doom. The way he's rapping on
like,
there.
Are we doing best verses? Because I feel like that was the best verse.
Yeah,
the best moment.
Yeah,
it was the only real proper verse.
Apart from Tyler's, easily the best verse.
That dance that him and Tyler was was just so funny.
Oh, it's so funny. The way they proper like freak it out as well, man. Like, first Earl starts and then Tyler just gets into his bag with doing it. And then Earl's like, nah, you're not showing me up. I'm going to do it even better. Flipping hilarious. But no, you're right. I think Earl had the real standalone proper verse. He was just... But it's crazy to see that he was that good then, and like what he is now is just it's just amazing, really.
That line as well.
And we're talking 12 years ago.
I think he said like best under 40, and it's like it's arguable, isn't it? It was a good line.
Mm. Yeah, but yeah, Tyler was kind of saying some stuff at the end though.
Like, yeah, he was prophesying a bit and like giving himself props, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, quite powerful. When like they're all gone behind him, you know, like, oh, it's actually gone a bit serious, and then they all just go mad again, and it's back to like the goofy stuff, which is quite funny. But
yeah, that yeah. I've been waiting to pick that one, to be honest. I was hoping we'd do this again so I could put a shine on a more recent posse cut, and arguably what I would think a posse cut should be, which is the whole group, the whole gang coming together. Hmm. Everyone drops a verse, and you know, arguably some people are better than others, but it doesn't matter because we're all having fun. And as well, the beat is just one simple loop that just keeps going on for the whole 9 minutes. Do you know what I mean? It's nothing too crazy. The beat's just a backdrop to them telling this weird kind of story. You can get a rough feel for who's doing what and how things go. But yeah, it's a shame that more artists in that collective haven't really popped off. Like, I think of Hodgy, I think of Mike G and Domo Genesis. They for me, at them times, were actually the best rappers in the group. And they just, I don't know, they might still be making music, I'm not too sure.
Mike G was amazing, actually. That verse was sick.
I thought Domo Genesis is still making music, isn't he?
Well, Domo had a bit of a, like, there was that, I can't remember what the album was called now. Was it called Genesis? I'm not sure. When he had the Mac Miller feature and all that, he kind of was on the cusp, but it didn't quite go in the direct, like, he didn't reach, like, Earl level or Tyler, of course, and anything like that, but... Yeah, Hodgy and especially Mike G. I feel like I heard something from Hodgy fairly recently, but Mike G I haven't heard from in years.
Mm. Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame.
Mm. And they were feeling Left Brain's verse. You could tell they were all excited for that one to come on. They were like rapping with him. And yeah, I wonder what Left Brain's doing now as well.
Lord knows. But yeah, I hope everyone who's in that video was in the Odd Future Collective is somewhat happy in whatever artistic endeavor they're doing, because they were a very talented bunch of people.
Yeah, for sure. Kieran, you're next.
So I actually shared mine in the group, but no one replied, but I think that's a good thing, because I'll just pick it now. But it's a Lou Art of War. So it's actually probably the newest posse cut out at the moment. I think it's quite an interesting one to check.
Who? Sorry, Sheik Looch, or who is it?
Look, this is part of the conversation, but like we'll get there. Just listen to it. I don't want to reveal anything.
What's the song called? I'm trying to find it.
Lou, like L U, and the song's called Art of War with Wu Tang Clan.
I won't pay attention to what this man was saying.
Sam said,
this is like when you said Rhapsody was Rampest, isn't it?
Well, I'm trying to Google it. I typed in Art of War. And I'm like, okay. And it's like Sheik Looch has a song. I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? I'm trying to find the things.
That is hilarious, my bad, man.
I missed this one.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. I got aired.
I didn't even see this in the group myself. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. My bad.
Oh. That was kind of wild. I haven't heard Wu-Tang members spit like that in a long time.
This is the question. Like, when Sam was like, which Lou is this? I'm thinking, like, who is Lou? What's going on here? I don't really understand. Like, they've got a song with Snoop Dogg as well.
He must be rich or something. I don't know, but genuinely.
He or she, first of all, like... Is that a guy rapping at the start or a girl? Like,
who knows? But on Reddit, they thought this was AI. They was like, oh, is this an AI track? This is a really good AI track. He's like, no. Or they're like, no, this is real. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how did you get them lot to not only spit on your song, but as well drop fire verses? And risky, the only like main member of Wu-Tang, when I say main, people that are actually worth listening to is Ghostface. But still, Ghostface on your track is a big deal.
Ghostface came.
Yeah, that's a massive
beat,
that's a
the
massive
beat is
deal.
Mad too. When Master Killer comes in, I'm like, whoa, this beat got heavy.
The beat's classic. The beat's a classic. Yeah. I'm surprised people don't want to freestyle on that beat. That beat's got a lot going on for it.
And the samples are sick as well. It gives like authentic Wu vibes. That's why I picked it.
Yeah, even the one at the end, that sample at the end about hell is hell and war is war. It's like war is worse than hell. You know what I mean? It's like, it's good. It's good.
I just clicked on Blue on Spotify and their picture. I mean, they look like a woman, but obviously in this day and age, I don't want to...
we don't want to get cancelled. Part
conclusions. But
listen to the old episodes if you want to cancel us. We said a lot of bullshit.
It looks and sounds like a woman. Yeah. And their verse, the way they were incorporating, you know, the ODB shimmy shimmy, I like that, man.
That was nice. I like that bit at the beginning when they did that.
I have made note.
Here's the worst part, right? Their Spotify fucking thing says they're all asking who is Lou. Yeah, who the fuck is Lou?
Who's Lou, man? This is why I picked it, man. Who is Lou? It's a conversation at the moment. They're spitting, though. I liked the flow there. Yeah,
I'm confused, man. This needs more plays. Listen, if you listen to this podcast, stop immediately. Type in The Art of War and L-U into Spotify, right? Listen to that shit and you tell me that shit's not fire. Like that could be track of the year.
Oh my goodness.
So they come out like 20 days ago. That's fresh heat from Kieran. Holy Keen.
My ears to the street.
Holy Keen. Yeah, he's got his ears to the street. So only got 300,000 plays. That's basically an exclusive. No musical art.
Come on.
What do you think, Theo?
I was going to say Lou because no, I like Ghostface Killah's verse, but I'm trying not to be biased because I love Ghostface. He's always been my favorite member of Wu-Tang, so I was trying to not be like biased, but I think Lou actually takes it. I'm not going to lie, the way that they start in, and just because I don't know how pronouns important, and also I'm going to say they, so anyway, just kills it right from the start because it sets the tone of the song and the way the beat's going and the way that just the spitting is just fire. And I'm just in there. I'm just like head bobbing. I'm like, yeah, man, this is sick. It's just a fire track. It's brilliant.
And the confidence to take the verse is, everyone has to hear your verse.
You have to set the tone. You have to set the tone. You can't just come in with a dead verse at the start. You have to set the levels, because if you come in with a flat verse, people are just going to tune out. No, that was like, my attention was there. My ears pricked up. I was ready. I was listening. So to do that, have the bottle to do it and to execute it, that is just, it's fire.
Yeah, we need to keep our ears to the streets.
The Wu as well. The Wu was sounding refreshed on that.
We need to keep an eye on Lou, and hopefully that they keep, you know what I mean, making more music. Because it's like, if you Google Lou, a whole bunch of other shit comes up. You Google Lou rapper.
Anomaly.
Oh, man. Mm. I just hope it's all legit, because, you know what I mean?
This whole thing could be AI. You know?
It could be, because you know what? AI is moving different, you know, because I looked at this, I know I'm going on a tangent, but I was listening to this Cristiano interview about flipping Harry Kane, and it was flipping AI, you know. I'm thinking this thing is legit. It was pure AI. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, AI is taking over, you know, it sounded legit. Until I realised, nah, this man's not talking about Harry Kane in this way, man. And then I realised it's all like, it was AI. Someone just typed it in, got the video, got his mouth to lip read exactly what he was saying. It's a madness, man.
Realised Lou's stuff out there. Lou's probably sitting there listening to it, screaming like, I'm real. Like getting annoyed, man.
Lou, tap in with us, man. Get on the podcast. We want to see your face. We want to expose you. We want to put you to the public.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, Kieran's got his ears and eyes to the streets. But yeah, shout out him.
Damn.
Who is Lou?
So I had to go UK, but I'm gonna speak. Hablo español. El fuego. That's what the track is, man. If you can translate that, you know it in the UK. Come on, Sam. I'm looking at you, understanding that Spanish to know what I'm saying.
Through the fire.
In the fire.
No, I never said. Yeah, thank you. I never said through the fire. I said en el fuego. That's in the fire.
Bye.
Oh, come on, man. This guy.
What do you
it's
want?
A good job I didn't do that in German. I thought I was doing it in German. I was like, nah.
What do you want? The Brits performance or do you want the track?
Nah, just a track. I didn't, in the Brits performance, were they all even there?
Yeah.
Yeah, shooting fire out of guitars and stuff like that.
Okay.
Let's get the track.
Okay. Not feeling that one, sure.
It was a moment, but like...
No, this it's not that cool. Okay, fair enough. Muy bueno, muy fuego, papi. Don't know why he wanted to say it in Spanish. Everyone on that track is British as hell, but sure.
Yeah, no, that's just me. That's me just shouting out the European love to those Espanol listeners. Shout out to you.
I don't even know if we've got listeners in Spain, but shout out you if you're listening and well, you wish now. We were speaking Spanish.
No, I had to pick that track because that's like, for me, that's a UK classic posse cut, man. Everyone bought into the vision that Dave had for that track. Everybody... You know how sometimes you get pussy cuts and some people might just like spit like a madness, which is not on topic. Everyone bought into their own topic in a different way. It flowed, everyone's verse flowed on nicely. Like the first two, they just flowed on. The transitions were just beautiful. Obviously, Getz doing what he does, his verse is just phenomenal. But there's iconic verses, like I love Giggs's verse. Fredo's I love as well. Dave, I love. Everyone does their job. It's just a real standalone posse cut that will go down in UK history. Like that one, you'd say, ask anyone about UK posse cut, that has to be the number one in the list. And it's just a brilliant standalone test of time posse cut, and it had to be picked.
I think it's one of the best ever, like period, anywhere. Yeah. And hopefully it gets love.
Oh, no, it is period worldwide. But you have to represent UK. That's why I was.
For sure, for sure.
That's why I was kind of saying it just for the UK standard. But yeah, it'll go down as like worldwide one of the best posse cuts because everyone bought into that topic. You get posse cuts that like to, like I said, people like to go and do their own thing. For everyone, for all five of them to buy into that topic, what Dave wanted, and for them to do it that well, goes down really well.
Yeah. But I think that one's just a great song as well, isn't it? It's one of the it's one of the rare ones in here where it's not just people having a lot of fun. It is a proper, there's a real theme there, like you say, and everyone's kind of on topic and whatnot. I'll be honest, I listen to that song regularly still, even if it's just to hear Getz's verse. The Getz verse is ridiculous.
Still, you just like the Jakaris line, that's what you like.
We reviewed the album. When I felt, because there were no credits showed, were there, on the track, and there still isn't. So when I was listening to that album, I remember it was like midnight, laying in the dark, hearing that song, but that verse and that line that Sam said in particular, I remember I think I woke Charlie up. I was just getting so hyped up. Honestly, I had no idea what was going on, but yeah, I'm real, man. Unreal.
It was nice shine as well because Getz was having a real moment. I know we were all gassed because he dropped that album in January or whatever.
Yeah.
And this comes a bit later in the year, so the gas was real. Just to hear his voice and the way the beat switches up and like ad-libs him a bit.
The producer knew. They knew.
100%.
I think that's a bit of a cheat code though when you change the voice in the song. We change the beat in the song, sorry, for a certain person because it's like now you know something big is about to happen.
But he delivered, though.
He did.
He delivered and some. There was some... That sauna line is crazy.
Mm. Sauna line's mad as well. Yeah, that one's funny.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Also, I just got caught staring at that cover art again when we were listening. That cover art's beautiful, man.
Mm. Oh, brilliant. It's one of the best, actually, from that year. Yeah.
Yeah, man. No, great pick. Proper classic, that. Proper classic. Okay. It's me. Going back for more fun vibes with my one. Hopefully we all enjoy revisiting this. I've gone for the That Part remix.
Oh
yeah, I like that.
Wow. Nice. Surprising. Maybe we can bring the Kanye chat back into the fold now. Because you know the original. You know who's on that one, drops one of the best verses of all time. Babies can't be choosers. Bitch, this ain't Chipotle. Yeah, don't hear me, man. This ain't okay.
Need the version with Kanye added in.
I'm just saying this now. Schoolboy Q had the best verse on there because he was like, hold on, let me get on this track. And he absolutely bodied that final verse.
Yeah, but can we have a comment for how the fact that Kendrick didn't even take a breath? This man's just spitting. Sky does not take a breath whatsoever. How the hell is he rhyming like that? That is ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous.
You know when people try to say, oh, Kendrick's not like in those upper echelons? People say that, you know, they say, oh, like that he's not, when it comes to like the technical ability, he's not up there. Listen to that, man.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, the breath control, the schemes. Madness. But yeah, the Q verse gives me goosebumps, man, because he starts like really saying some stuff in there. Passionate as well. And I like it when, because I feel like you didn't really get this in the 90s, but you definitely did this in more recent decades where you get a remix and the beat's the exact same and the original artist is the exact same verse. There's just a couple others added on. Like Q came with a, you know, different verse. It's like he heard them all put, you know, put something down and then brought something new to the table as well. The only one on there that I don't care for so much is Absol.
Really?
Yeah,
but that three pack bit's quite cool. Like he comes with it crazy.
He's always got slick bars, but the verse is just a bit. I don't know. I don't know, man. Am I on my own with that?
I think I feel you on that. No, you're not on your own. I'm not mad at that. It's
I'm just saying. Out of all four verses, the weakest. Out of all three, but
four.
Yeah, well, that's why I said, Joey, I don't know if I could call Schoolboy Q's a verse or just a kind of like a nice outro. That's why I'm kind of thinking it, I'm in an iron. But
Kendrick's verse feels more like the interlude in the track. Like he just comes for like a quick 16 and bump.
He bounces out.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely the weakest one, but it's not the worst verse in the world. You know, I mean, out of all the posse cuts, I think mine had the most duds in it. But this is an example of this is an example. This song, Black Part, you know, that part is an example of the modern greats getting to it and people that again have popped off and fallen off and etc. So yeah,
but this one made me so hungry for a Black Hippie project or like
I don't know why that's not happening.
Which we're never gonna get now.
Yeah, why?
Because half are signed to Top Dog, half are off doing PG Lang. You know, it's a bit of a
I didn't see Kendrick saying, "Oh yeah, let's do a Black Hippie album." I just don't think it's gonna happen.
Nah, I mean, I saw today Kendrick.
It's just like that
for Janelle adverts and things like that, sounding like I don't know.
Yeah, he's in a different. He's doing his own thing. Yeah. It's like when I lost hope for Kendrick and J. Cole doing that collab album, and still looking at that video on YouTube when Kendrick is doing that Temptations thing with Jake. They both did verses, man. So bloody annoying that they actually had plans for this album.
They took it to like corner shops as well. Like, what are these exactly? They're doing it, man.
But now the one I like about this, I feel like the, and this is just coincidence because obviously I didn't know what you were going to pick today, but I feel like all the previous picks, there was maybe a clear best verse. And then with this one, you can really debate it. Like Sam said, Schoolboy Q. I know Kendrick's been brought up. J-Rock's verse is hard. The energy
J-Rock
that
brings
the
J-Rock just goes off, man. Flipping love J-Rock. And he brings really that energy in the different voices, yeah.
And some of my favourite...
He had the best verse, I thought. But then Q came with... Yeah, but then I thought Q's personal lines just switched up because it's not often you get like someone just being deep on a posse cut. Like,
Yeah, normally on a posse cut, people kind of just try to show off as much as possible. But Q's like, actually, I got some stuff to get off my chest. And he gets stuff off his chest, you know?
He built hype for that verse as well. Because I'm sure this song came out before the album dropped. But then he was like teasing SZA and Isaiah Rashad and all that. I remember it might have even come out the night before even. I'm trying to remember 2016.
Oh, I can't remember. I probably heard it afterwards. Schoolboy Q was in his prime back then. Well, I say he was in his prime. He was in a good spot, should I say. And he was on a good album run. So this song was, the second it came out, it was being played, but I don't remember when it came out, what order, but I do remember loving. Is that part of Blank Face? Part of Blank Face. Yeah. Good album.
I might have to go back to that album.
Yeah, no, I need to go back to the album because I've got Groovy Tony and Eddie Kane in my head, man.
Groovy Tony.
From that song is fire, man. That, oh, man. As soon as I heard that Q verse and it was meant about Blankface, I was like, that's the song that was in my head. I flipping love that song. Man. That song is classic. Hard.
Yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to that album tomorrow for sure. Yeah, man. I feel like we had a good range tonight.
Yeah, we covered the 2010s pretty nicely, to be fair. That wasn't even something we even like talked about. Like, we've got Kieran with his very modern, almost like fresh off the presses release. Sure, his kind of modern classic, me with my kind of start of this period classic, and then Theo coming in with a strong UK representation. Yeah, we've done well. I think we've represented what Posse Cuts can and should be in this round.
Yeah. And if you haven't, go back and listen to the other two episodes, check out the tracks we shared tonight, and tell us what some of your favourite Posse Cuts are as well.
Yeah, I see you motherfuckers listen on Spotify. Listen, if you don't comment on Spotify and you listen on Spotify, I'm going to find you. And when I find you, I'm going to make you comment on Spotify. That is all.
Hey, this is Sean, and thanks for listening to another episode of The Grey Area. Are you an upcoming artist, critic, journalist, or content creator? Hit us up on our Discord or in our YouTube comments if you want to share new music, take part in an interview, or are interested in collaborating. Links to these can be found in the show notes. Take care.